This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
And I have a very special guest for you today, sitting in the hot seat, Tom Kemp, the CEO of Centrify. Tom, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
So Centrify is very unique and innovative in cybersecurity. You're doing something most companies haven't thought about. Tell us.
Yeah, what we're really focusing on is this concept called zero trust. And the old way of doing security assumed that, hey, if you're on the inside, I'm going to give you some trust and we'll do some verification. But the reality is that more and more users are outside the corporate network and they're accessing public applications or infrastructure service, or they're trying to get in. And frankly, on the inside, it's getting so polluted and dirty. So you really need a new model, which is called zero trust, never trusting anyone, where you really need to go about verifying the user, validating the device, and limiting access and privilege. And that's what Centrify is focused on.
So the old-fashioned model of zero trust was to cut the Ethernet cable. The new model is different. Seriously, what do you do with zero trust? I mean, how can I get at the resources I need? And is this intranet resources, or if there's SaaS, you know, software as a service resources out in the cloud? What is zero trust in functionality for the end user?
Well, you first need to step back and say, where are the breaches coming from, right? What is the new attack landscape look like? And the reality is that 80% of breaches involve stolen or compromised credentials. And that can be compromised credentials for internal applications or your desktop or laptop, or it could be stolen credentials for Salesforce, Google Apps, et cetera. And so the first step in zero trust is realizing that you really need to secure the actual user. Because in a world in which we're increasingly using our iPad at Starbucks, you know, we're not using legacy antivirus, next-gen firewalls, VPN, so you need to focus on securing the user and the device.
So it's really me and my identity when I'm logging into these resources, not someone who's attempted to steal my identity or already has.
Yeah, it's the problem is we have too many passwords, and the whole growth of software as a service has led to app sprawl. And with app sprawl, it's the same problem that we have as consumers. We just have too many passwords. We're not layering on enough authentication to really validate it's us. And then also, the interesting thing is IT really has no idea who has access to what, because at the departmental level, with the whole rise of consumerization of IT, you don't know if you have access to Dropbox or I'm doing Slack, et cetera. And so really a zero trust mindset needs to come into play where, look, I'm going to focus on making sure the user has fewer number of passwords. We call that identity consolidation. But then you want to add more security to that actual password itself, and then take into account the state of the device. And as the user does things, you want to build up a knowledge base. You want to learn and adapt and apply machine learning to do risk-based scoring to determine whether or not that person is really who they are as well. So it's not only multi-factor authentication, but it's looking at your geography, your geo-velocity, it's looking at the device you're using, and what's normal behavior as well.
Could MSSPs who have smaller clients mm-hmm. gain advantage by partnering with Centrify?
Absolutely. And so, in fact, over the last release or two, we've really been adding a lot of MSSP specific features and capabilities. So they can have a master tenant where they can actually control and set up and do the configuration necessary for all their clients, right? And each client unto themselves has their own tenant where they can also do administration and setting up who has access to what applications or systems as well.
And last question, how quick can we be deployed?
Yeah, so, you know, the interesting thing with Centrify is that, you know, if you look at our overall revenue, only like 4 or 5% is actually professional services and training. And part of that is because, you know, we deliver a cloud-based service and we take care of a lot of things for you. So you don't have to spend time installing servers and databases and all that stuff as well. So typically what we do is we offer jump starts, which could be a week or 2 weeks as well. So depending on the complexity of the environment, people can get up and running in a week, or if it's a little bit medium-sized organization, maybe 2 weeks, et cetera.
That sounds great. So yeah. I'm going to ask our viewers to visit your site, centrify.com. Go to www.centrify.com. And jumpstart your way into the future and have a safer, more secure experience. and a more automated experience when it comes to identities and management of that.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.